weekdays from 6.
Bev, only last week, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, adorable little baby. Oh, Toby, she kills me with her cuteness.
Yeah, she's
so
cute.
18 months old and booked a room at Crown Casino. So, because she always plays with your phone because she's doing TikToks and watching Mother Goose Club.
Yes, Mother Goose Club. And I'd gone on to book a room, but then Alex said, I'll book it on my card because of points or whatever. She's got the credit card, so she was going to book it on. But I'd already put on all the details in mine. And then I've just left my phone. She's gone on, pressed book, and she's booked it. Because I got a notification saying, congratulations, you're staying at Crown, well done, blah, blah, blah. So I had to quickly, frantically, cancel. So on Sunday, I get up and I'm waiting for the kids to wake up because I was cooking some pancakes for the kids. And I'm standing there and I'm literally got the pancakes on. And it was about, I reckon, 13 past 10 in the morning. The doorbell rings. And I'm like, who the hell's that? Because you know when your doorbell rings, you're like, who could that possibly be? Because it's a Sunday morning and even like no one rings a doorbell. And I open the door and there's an Uber Eats man there. And the Uber Eats man has a bag of KFC. And he said, is this Brendan? I said, yes. And I grabbed the bag. And I was just, because I was a bit, I was bewildered. I think I might have been hungover. Had a couple of wines the night before. And I'm like, I didn't know what was going on. And then I walk into the kitchen and I open it up and there's a large Zinger meal, a small chips, a chicken popcorn, a Fanta, and a three-piece feed. And I didn't order it. And I'm like, what's happened? And it's 13 past 10. Is KFC even open at that time? I don't understand. I didn't know what was going on. Alex was like, someone's pranked you. And then I went to my phone and Toby had it all morning and she's gone on to Uber Eats, gone to KFC and gone to a past order that we'd ordered like a couple of months ago and reordered it. So I was wrapped because I was hungover. I had a Zinger burger, chips, ate the popcorn. But she's ordered bloody KFC. So I'm going to have to lock my phone. If anyone knows how to lock a phone from kids and lock the apps, please DM me.
It's just you're just going to the security on your phone.
No, but then I don't want to be locked out of it myself.
You just have to press the numbers every time or face recognition. Yeah, you need to do that.
How do you do that?
Oh, I don't. When you set up,
we will put you in touch with IT. You need help.
Ryan, I need help.
It sounds fairly simple, though. I'm sure there's a simple solution.
Sorry, my mind's blown because I've just realised Fev doesn't have a lock on his phone. That's amazing.
No, I've got a lock. Like, I've got a lock on my phone, but when she comes up to me, she goes, B. So I put the show on. I open it for her and then she goes nuts. That's why you get your emojis and everyone gets sent their stuff and she gets into the texts.
The fact
that she can find a GIF is unbelievable. I don't understand how she does that.
Here's your security. What? Ready? You do this. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, mate. I see how you operate when your kids come into that little room there. Oh, sorry, the big wing.
I don't think Trixie or Daisy have ever heard that word in their life.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
MasterChef is on fire this Sunday night, 7:30 on 10. 7 go down to 6. And we are joined by one of our favourite judges, Andy Allen. Hi, Andy.
Hey, gang. How are we going?
Great, Andy. How are you going?
Yeah, really good. I'm just in the midst of opening up one of our restaurants again. So the big cleanup is on and we're hoping to open up this Friday. But all things good with MasterChef, eh?
It is. Actually,
let's talk about my restaurants.
Can we talk about your restaurants for a minute? Three Blue Ducks, obviously, in New South Wales and Queensland. I mean, you're an incredible restaurateur, Andy. On a serious note, how has the pandemic and all this affected you and your staff? I mean, has it been a really tough period?
It's been brutal. The hardest part was being away from it all when it all went down. I was filming MasterChef when everything sort of went belly up when everything got locked down. So that was the hardest part. You try and build culture and, you know, everyone's in it together. But I was down filming MasterChef, so that was really hard. But then to come home and just to see what the guys have done, we've really rolled with every punch that the government has thrown with us in terms of easing restrictions. And that's been amazing, but it's also been unbelievably exhausting because you're basically creating a new concept each week and it goes from this and then you just got to flip it on its head and do this. So we've got the last one, Rosebery, to open on Friday, and then hopefully we can kind of just get the wheels chugging along.
Yeah, so that's the one in Sydney, and we're pushing for you to open one in Melbourne, Andy.
Well, mate, believe it or not, we're down there soon. We've got a site out at Urban Surf, the wave pool out in Tullamarine there.
Good spot.
Where we should be opening in September, so we won't be too far away.
Right,
is it going to be like a beach shack sort of menu? Or?
And it's a big 300-seater right at the base of the wave pool, two-story, so you can basically sit up top and drink beer and eat amazing food and watch the surfing go around for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Do you need any investors?
Investors are fine, but, mate, there's plenty of bacon egg rolls to be eaten.
Well, Fev will definitely help with that.
Now on to MasterChef Andy. I wanted to ask you this because, you know, you have been season four. You were a contestant. You're watching these people. They're under the pump. You know, they're sweating bullets. And what I love watching you is you are so chilled and calm. What is it? How conflicted are you? You watching them going, I've been there. I've done it. I'm feeling for you. But you're really coming across very relaxed.
Yeah, I think when I was on season four, you go through all of the, you know, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever done, and you get right into it. But I think as soon as you realize how you cook well under pressure, then you go better. And for me, that was just being relaxed and having fun. And I feel like it's like that for a lot of people. So if I can just lighten the mood a bit and just really guide them through that process and have them not be so caught up in it, because when you get so caught up in it, you tend to not produce your best food. And I feel like we've really got that now, the contestants there. They just know what they're good at and they know how to cook under pressure, and we can all just have a good time.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, we're all watching. We can't believe that Brendan didn't do dumplings. He went with the lobster noodles. So what was he thinking?
Yeah,
he's a dumpling
man.
But you know,
what you know.
Yeah, we could talk about it all morning. But all right, so it's MasterChef, obviously back Sunday night at 7:30 on 10 with an elimination. And then that huge exclusive, because the Blue Ducks, they're big all over Australia, but it looks like we're very likely to get one at Tulla later this year. That's great news, mate.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted on that one.
Good stuff. All right.
100%.
Right,
guys.
If an investor drops out, let me know. Everybody talking about
virtual trivia. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Every Tuesday night, we give you the chance to win $5,000 cash with virtual trivia.
We're also playing every day at 7 a.m. so you can pocket even more cash.
Listen up, because we're about to give you one of the answers for tomorrow. What card game features wild cards, skip, reverse and draw two? We'll reveal the answer in a few minutes.
Keep listening. It could score you some easy money. We'll be back straight after this on The Fox.
This pandemic crisis has affected people in different ways, and airlines obviously have really struggled, Fev.
Yes, they have.
And now you can actually buy plane food. So all the food for all these flights that just aren't happening has to go somewhere, and now you can buy a meal for $2.
Well, that's good.
Isn't it?
I love plain food. I literally love plain food. I really enjoy it. Mate, you get your champagne at the start, and then
guys,
you have your
guys,
bread,
you've forgotten,
your
guys,
fillet, your
you're,
mash.
No, you're both up the front of the plane. It's the food that we eat, the people up the back of the plane. I think that's what's $2.
Oh.
So you're
No, I don't know about that. $2. That's very reasonable, isn't it?
I like the food. I love the chicken and the rice or whatever it is at the back. You know, when you get the hot. Oh, yeah, I really do. Like, Alex is always like, no, I don't want it. Or the kids are like, they get the kids' meals are good. The kids sometimes.
I actually prefer the kids' meals.
Yeah, the kids are good. So they don't really eat theirs, mate. I reckon I eat three or four meals on a long flight. Plus, I eat at the airport. Remember when we went on the plane?
Yes, that's right.
To Woomba? Mate,
well, you
I
know
smash
what?
That stuff.
How good is this? Because they're all in their little kits, like ready to eat meals. Imagine that, just getting the kids in the lounge room and going, right, let's pretend we're on a flight.
So how do you buy them?
Who comes along and picks up all the rubbish?
That's good fun.
Be a flight
How do you
attendant?
Buy them?
Yeah.
They.
What airline is it?
Virgin Australia's, and it's Gate Gourmet. Gate Gourmet, they're offering the choice of breakfast, lunch, dinner, combo packs. You can get 10 meals
good.
Each.
We should get some
so you can
for
pop them
shop.
All in the freezer. Great idea. Pop them in the freezer.
We should get some for our breakfast shift and have breakfast every morning like we're sitting on a plane because we're in our chair, we've got our microphones, and then Byron will be like, this is your, oh, he can't be the captain. You say it, Boxy. This is your captain speaking. Here's your eggs and bacon brought to you by Virgin. We should get some sort of deal.
And then Byron walks around with a trolley and picks up everybody's
serviettes. Why am I the one serving the food? Why can't I be a customer?
Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Before the song, we asked a trivia question and now we're going to give you the answer that could pocket you some cash.
What card game features wild cards skip, reverse and draw two? You know, or Uno to some.
Remember that. We'll be asking the question tomorrow at 7 a.m.
It'll be easy cash. Good luck.
And don't forget to sign up for the Fox's virtual trivia for your chance to win 5K every Tuesday night. You can do it through the Fox app right now.
Tonight on Channel 7, The Front Bar, 9:15, now with our very good friend Andy Lee. And how are you?
Morning, guys. Oh, looking forward to the Masked Singer with Fev after those vocals.
I'm looking forward to you being on The Front Bar because you are on there with two other Carlton supporters and we won on the weekend, so surely there's a lot of Carlton gear tonight.
Oh, look, Fev, what a gift. What a bloody
gift. What a gift. Andy hasn't been on it for a couple of weeks. I'll be on it this week, boys.
Exactly. I thought I'll break glass when Carlton finally wins a game. It's just Andy Maher and myself, the Carlton supporters. The other one's having a rest. But Malloy will be there. And what a great situation. Richmond lose, Carlton win, and I get to come in.
That would have happened for years.
No. I think, I certainly couldn't speak back then when that actually happened. I was too young. So when I got invited on The Front Bar, it was a waste. I just sat there in the corner with the toys. But, this time round, it's going to be perfect.
Is it good to be back on, Ando? Because let's be honest, you got one show in at the start of the year and then just a holiday.
No, I got used to the holiday. You know, Hamish and I are experts in laziness. So, it is good to be back on. And I've been waiting for my call-up since they've come back. But I was sitting on the bench. I'm obviously going to do that thing, Fev, where... The team asked me to ring my dad on speakerphone and tell him that I'm selected. and they'll film it for the club social media.
It's very good. You could have been on the bench, the water boy, and now, but you've gone from the bar to being actually on the desk. So it's a big step.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried for them. I mean, obviously they're a winning team, and
they got us axed on my show. Yeah.
That's right. Remember when Fev did the footy show at the same time, guys?
Yeah. Yeah, well, any tips for me, Fev, to do or what not to do?
Just get out what you need to get out because they could cut you off air real, because that's what happened to us. We just got cut right off. So get all your good ones out early.
Good. I won't save any jokes, I promise.
Now, I reckon you guys, now you're the lead-in's big brother. Do you guys all sit around and watch who gets evicted or?
Oh, yeah, we're all following that intently.
Very closely.
Yeah, exactly. I personally just watch for the fashion of Sonia Kruger, but I sit around for the other gameplay of Big Brother. It's an exciting show.
Tell you what, Ando, you just mentioned, I know you guys want to talk footy and we're talking The Front Bar, but Sonia's never looked better.
Oh, she looks great.
She blows my mind.
Yeah. She's got clones of her. I'm not sure if you've seen the movie The Prestige with Hugh Jackman. Anyway, it's a clone film. Bad reference. It's not
Hey, Ando, there might be a clip that comes up tonight. I'm not preempting anything, but yesterday on your Instagram, you're staying at a beautiful place down the peninsula, I'm assuming, just a nice little spot down there, and you kicked your bike sweaty shorts on your girlfriend, fiancé's head. How did that go down after
you
finished filming?
Don't say fiancé.
You just said fiancé.
If these are the type of things that cause headlines, mate, and I don't need this. I really don't.
Because Ando, he's put you in a position to need to deny it, and that's even worse.
I can't believe you just denied it. I just want to let it go.
You've given it oxygen, Ando. Jeez.
Ando, why would you? Do you know radio? How did that go down after you stopped filming? Because that was disgusting.
Yeah, I realise I just kind of, I've got a weird relationship with my Instagram. I forget that it's there a lot of the time. It's like my goldfish. Oh, shit, I better feed that thing. So I was sitting there going, oh, gee, I haven't checked this thing for a week or so. And it was while I was taking off my bike shorts after a run, after a ride, and I saw Beck just minding her own business, giggling at something on a phone, probably a dog or something. She follows every dog on Instagram. I tossed my shorts onto her head just to see the reaction. Look, straight after, it wasn't a good idea. I certainly was in charge of going up to get the dinner. but I think it was worth it.
Hey, well, you're off Insta because you were in the off season after your dice season. Is that what happened?
Yes, that's a good call.
You're going to have to give that some context.
Andy was the host of a dice football league.
Yes.
It was on Instagram, and it was Andy was very good, but the footballers were stupid.
Whoa.
Well, they were. Andy sometimes was sitting there going, oh, God, look at these blokes. I've got to deal with them. And Andy was very funny.
The
footy players is not that great.
Essentially, you had to roll a dice fee, two die. And if you rolled a 1-2, you scored 1-2 for the quarter, and then your opponent would roll. Essentially, we did that four times, and that was a football match to pass our time while the football was off.
People were screaming for actual football to come back. But no, good stuff. Well, Ando, we'll be watching it tonight. It's Andy on the front bar. Seven is the channel, and 9:15 is the time. I know in the past, Haim had some issues with promoting his show on the wrong channel, so let's get the right channel here. Channel 7 at 9:15. Thanks, Ando.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
We are very excited because we are about to play one of our favourite new hits that's getting around. You know it as Last Night from Ricky Lee.
Woo! Ricky Lee's not my favourite at the moment. I
love her more.
It's not a competition.
We're going to fight. We're going to fight over her because she's joining us right now. Ricky Lee.
Guys, stop fighting over me. You can all have me.
Yes!
Yay! Ricky, quite genuinely, I'm so excited that you have new music and this song you have hit it out of the park. Because when I knew you were dropping a single, I'm like, this will be great. And because I want to tell you this, last week, guess what I was like going off to in the car? Raining Diamonds still gets me.
You always go off on Raining Diamonds.
I just love Raining Diamonds.
Do you listen to any other music or just Raining Diamonds on repeat?
No, you would be
for the last 9 years.
Yeah, Ricky, you'd be embarrassed how often you're on repeat in my car. Well, not embarrassed. You'd be humbled and a bit, you know.
I would be proud, Fifi. I'd be proud.
Hey, Rick, I watched your Instagram the other night. I think it was Saturday night or Sunday night. So this is your first time you've gone number one on iTunes?
Yeah, after all these years.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Well, because my songs have been like number two before and number three. But it's actually never gone number one on iTunes. So I was very, very proud. I was crying. I drank too much champagne.
I think you'd had a few.
I'd had a lot. I actually can't believe. Like a 3 a.m. burger to celebrate.
Well done.
That means Ricky Can't Touch It wasn't number one, which blows my mind too.
Can't Touch It was number two.
Robbed.
Gee, that is a cracking song. And speaking of great songs, I just want to relive one of my highlights from last year. Obviously, the first highlight was having my beautiful baby girl, Daisy. But the second highlight was when you sang, there was you singing with Fev, when you sang this beautiful tribute to me having a baby. Remember this?
This was the highlight. The duet with Fev was the low light.
The duet was a highlight.
This was the highlight. Ricky Lee, how about this for Fief?
What you see here over with...
Oh, no, that was her. Thank God you're here. What about this that she did for Fief?
number one.
That's amazing.
Wow.
My favourite line was, she's close to exploding now.
Or she's really round.
And Ricky, you won't believe this, Daisy is one tomorrow. So it's actually perfect timing. Yes.
That's crazy. Oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. I can't deal with her on Instagram.
Oh, I know, Ricky, she's so gorgeous.
Well, this is amazing. I mean, it's incredible, guys, to think this is the first iTunes number one, and that tribute to Daisy Box didn't go number one as well. I mean, that was something.
That's a smash. Yeah. That is a smash.
How's ISO been?
ISO's been good. I feel like I'm very. I feel like if there was like in the Olympics, like a medal that you could win for like being excellent at doing nothing, I would definitely win it.
Hold on.
What if you, Ricky? Like seriously, like you do and Rich play board games. What's your go to when you've been in ISO?
Well, he naps a lot. He's like a baby. He naps so much, or an old man. Who knows? What do? We work out together. We go for a run together. Going out and doing the groceries is a real event for us. Quite fun. And he's, you know, really about all the hand sanitizing and all of that. He's been on that train for a very long time. So he's very happy that the rest of the world is catching on. What else do we do? We've been playing.
Did you get sick of him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I really love him and I like him a lot, but you know, through ISO, I've just really wanted him to go somewhere else.
Yep. Time for a break. So, like, fair enough.
Have you guys done this too? Like, I have, like, I'm sure mums do this as well. I feel like I have super long showers just so I can get yes. away from him. Like, yeah, and then sometimes, like, I take my phone toilet. Into the toilet and I lock yep. the door and I sit there for, like, 45 minutes and he starts knocking and I'm like, go away, I'm not finished.
She'd be ready for ISO to well and truly wind up. Congratulations. Let's play the song right now. Ricky Lee, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks so much, guys. I love you guys.
Weekdays from 6.